Headline in the Herald today, the Newcastle Herald, coal, energy policy and climate change bring Canberra heavyweights to the Hunter region, and one of them is the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, and he is on the line. Mr Albanese, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're going very well. Now, you're coming into our neck of the woods. First up, what's the reason for the visit today?
I'll be with Merrill Swanson today, and I'm using the period in between sitting weeks to get out and about. And there's, I was in Dobell with Emma McBride on Friday, and today it's Merrill's turn, and we'll be doing two things. Firstly, going to Curry Curry Preschool, which is actually the preschool where Merrill Swanson herself went.
All right.
Just a couple of years ago. So that will be a really good visit, talking about our childcare policy for more affordable childcare that'll benefit 97% of families and help women participate in the workforce. And then we're going to Tomago, to the smelter there, which is, of course, a major employer in her electorate and in the region. It employs 1,000 people. I had a talk to Matt yesterday, the CEO, about their ongoing challenges to make sure they secure reliable and cheap energy, which they need for the smelter to continue to employ there. And that's it's a major employer, of course. And those jobs are important, and also the products that are produced there are increasingly in demand and increasingly important.
Tomago is also the biggest electricity user in New South Wales, and you mentioned the CEO, I think it was yesterday, on the release of this pathway to renewables from the New South Wales government, that Matt said that if we were running off that big battery in South Australia, it would keep us going for about 8 minutes. His point being that at this stage, renewables are not necessarily a good option for Tomago, Mr Albanese.
Well, actually, he's saying that renewables are very important, but he's also saying that they need some firming capacity, and that they need to do that with gas as well when Liddell closes, of course, the power station. And indeed, today there's a new report that Newcastle and the Hunter region will be included, and the Central Coast actually will be included in the state government's renewable energy zones. This is a policy that's supported by the Liberal Party, the National Party and the Labor Party. And it is good that in New South Wales, at least, it seems as though some of the old arguments are dissipating, and we're getting more cooperation to get good policy to make sure that we can get that cheap, reliable energy.
Well, that is good news. You mentioned gas. Now, when the Prime Minister was in town, or probably about a month ago, with the Energy Minister, and they announced the gas-fired recovery plan, and both the member for Hunter and Patterson, so Merrill and Joel, were on board supporting gas, saying it definitely had to happen for this region. Are you of that view?
Well, gas will play a role, but so will renewables, a replacement for Liddell. AGL have had a plan there for a very long period of time. And one of the problems, of course, with Scott Morrison's approach was that for so long, year after year, including standing up in the Parliament as the Treasurer of the country, pretended that Liddell could be kept open, that it would continue as a coal-fired power station. And, of course, that's not the case. It was coming to the end of its life. So what we had from Scott Morrison during his visit to the Hunter was actually a backflip on the rhetoric that he and others in the government had expounded since 2013, and a recognition that AGL had, in fact, put in place a plan which consists of renewables with storage, but also gas to make sure that projects like Tomago, important manufacturing centres, can continue.
Our guest this morning on 2HD at 26 past 7, Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese, who will be in the Hunter today. Can't ignore it kicked off with what was apparently a quite vocal, volatile caucus meeting last Monday night in Canberra. The next morning, Joel Fitzgibbon, member for Hunter, came out and had a number of things to say, including this.
I've been trying to put Labor back into the Labor Party, trying to take the Labor Party back to its traditional roots, back to the Labor Party I knew when I first became a member 36 years ago.
Turning back the clock for the Labor Party, do you think that's the way to go?
Well, Labor will always stand up for the interests of working people, whether they're blue collar, white collar, whether they're a coal miner, or whether they work at Tomago, or whether they work in a local shopping centre. The problem here is with a government that is undermining people who work in the mining sector through casualisation, through contracting out, use of labour hire companies to undermine hard-fought working conditions. And that's something I've been working with Tony Marr and the union on. I launched a report last year about the undermining of working conditions, and indeed the miners' union had a very important victory in the federal court through the scheme case, which is now, we learned through Senate estimates, being appealed by the federal government. And the federal government, well, the federal government's a party to it, spent $420,000 of taxpayers' money on that appeal. And what that case found in the federal court was that essentially two workers working side by side should be paid the same, in terms of you can't treat someone as a casual employee and therefore not pay them the wages and conditions they're entitled to when they're working effectively as permanent workers. That was an important victory, one that this government has stood against, just like they've undermined workers across retail and other sectors by abolishing penalty rates. Just like they haven't been able to provide personal protective equipment for people who work in aged care, even during the pandemic. So I think when it comes to standing up for working people, Labor always will, always has, and will continue to do so.
Yes, I'm sure you will. However, when we got listeners' comments on this, they just said Labor's now turned into latte sippers. They just don't seem to care anymore.
Well, that's just not true. Labor has stood with mine workers, with nurses, with people during the pandemic, with retail and hospitality workers about penalty rates. Yeah, and this is a Liberal Party. Of course, the Liberal Party of Work Choices, that continues to believe in that, that has presided over wage stagnation. We have never had a period in our history, since the Second World War, where wages have been flatlining as they have since this government came to power in 2013. This is a government that has undermined the superannuation industry that was hard fought for by the trade union movement. This is a government that is anti-worker, that is anti-union, and shows itself to be at every opportunity. And Labor will continue to stand up. The nature of the workforce has changed, and that's just a fact. And that means that some of the issues have changed as well. But Labor continues to prioritise jobs and working conditions for working people.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mr. Albanese. And finally, obviously, State of Origin 3 on tonight in Brisbane, thanks to a little leg up from the Premier. There'll be a capacity crowd there, and tomorrow night, I gather. There'll be a predominantly Queensland crowd. I know you're obviously a Rabbitohs tragic, and your coach Wayne Bennett obviously in charge of the Maroons. Hopefully he won't pull a rabbit out of the hat tomorrow night, Mr. Albanese.
I hope he doesn't, but he is the super coach, and he did well to get up what I think is a much weaker team than New South Wales for a victory in game one. So I really look forward to it. The Cauldron is a magnificent ground to watch rugby league, and it will be packed with 90 8% at least, Queensland supporters being very vocal. I had a bit of a chuckle when Anastasia Palaszczuk made the decision to open up further from, I think it's from this afternoon at 4 o'clock. It just happens to be that the state of Austin is on tomorrow night. But good on her. She's a proud Queenslander. And she had a great win a couple of weeks ago, showing that working people flock to Labor. And we hope that New South Wales have a big win and that she's a mate of mine, but I hope she's disappointed tomorrow night.
So do I. I hope she is as well. Thanks again for your time this morning. Enjoy your day in the Hunter, Mr. Albanese.
Thanks very much. Go the Blues.
Yes, go the Blues.